From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is ready to end the process of separating migrant families who illegally cross the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Meeting with congressional Republicans at the White House, the president said he'd sign something to end the separations, later clarifying it would be an executive order.
We want to keep families together. It's very important.
The action's a big shift since the administration's been wrongly insisting it had no choice but to separate families due to the law and a court decision, saying Congress had to act to end the practice. Hours earlier, he had blamed Democrats for standing in the way. They, meantime, had been saying the president could reverse the practice by himself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In response to newly imposed tariffs by the U.S., the European Union will impose tariffs on the U.S. beginning Friday. The EU has compiled a list of U.S. products for which it will begin charging import duties of 25%, a move that could escalate into a full-blown trade war, especially if U.S. President Donald Trump follows through with this threat to impose tariffs on European cars. President Trump added the 25% tariffs on 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum on the EU, Canada, and Mexico, and it went into effect at the beginning of June. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross defends the move, saying the tariffs are helping to revive the steel and aluminum industries.
Idled steel and aluminum capacity is being restarted as we sit here in Illinois, Ohio, South Carolina, Missouri, and Kentucky.
Canada said it will impose retaliatory tariffs on $12.5 billion worth of U.S. products on July 1st. This is VOA News.